95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog Show, happy hour time. It's Riggs and Guy Brew Review. Josh and Amelia, S.R. Perot right there from the world headquarters of S.R. Perot. You guys got a vending machine over there, by the way?
Several.
Yeah? Does it dispense beer?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. God, I wish I had that. I mean,
that they are a beer distributor.
Well, so. Yeah, I feel like it's appropriate. And coincidentally, you have dispensed beers to us today, and they have been sterilized for our protection and are ready to drink. So what are we sampling today?
So today we have Sam Adams, their Winter Classics Variety Pack. So what I thought was pretty cool about this, instead of like three or four different styles of beers, you get six different styles. You get two of each in this variety pack. So that's something a little bit different.
I do like that. Okay, yeah. Usually you get the four and you deal with it. But here you got even more variety. So that is, it's adding more variety to variety. That's how good Sam is.
Exactly.
Well, let's get right to it. Where do we start?
I mean, we figure we'll start with the classic, the Sam's Boston Lager.
All right.
I don't know if you can consider yourself a craft drinker if you haven't tried this at least once.
Yeah.
This is kind of the American craft beer starter. Started back in 85, I believe it is. So before I was born.
I am enjoying very much the new Sam Adams TV ad campaign and the Boston guy. I'm enjoying that a lot.
Yeah, your Boston or your cousin from Boston.
That's right. It makes me feel like we got to start drinking. Hey, that's my Boston accent. You like that guy? You're welcome.
Yeah.
It was all right.
I don't know if you guys caught the little skit on SNL a couple weekends ago.
Yes.
But that was pretty good.
That's right. That's right. SNL did a whole Sam Adams sketch. That's right. That was great.
I like this one. This is nice and crisp and clean.
Easy to drink. Mm-hmm. 5% alcohol. Like I said, been around forever. But the interesting thing is they actually are testing out a reformulation of this up in the like New York area.
Really?
Trying to brighten it up a little bit, make it a little bit crisper.
Okay.
Bring it back into the fold and kind of give it some new life.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is the first sip of beer that I have had since our Halloween party.
Are so, you for real?
Yeah. Well, I think I...
You went a whole week?
Yeah, there are reasons why... It was a necessity that I get back. So this is a great way to jump back on the horse. I tell you what, this is great.
This is awesome, too. Underneath the cap, it says cheers.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. You can get a friendly cat from Sam Adams.
Thank you, Sam Adams.
Well, and you wouldn't think, they wouldn't have to they wouldn't have to tinker with this formula, but it's nice that they're trying to make it even better.
Exactly. What's the other cool thing about this is the president owner of Boston Beer Company and Sam Adams, he tastes every single batch of Boston Lager to make sure that it's up to his standards. That's a lot of batches.
Yeah, that is a lot of batches. Wow. Yeah.
I want his job.
He not only has a designated driver, he's got like a guy that just like walks around and holds him up if he needs to.
Exactly.
They push him around in a chair.
Golf cart, crutch, whatever. Well, that's good. Okay, nice start. All right, where do we go next in this six beer sampler?
So next up is going to be Sam 76.
All right. Sam 76.
I think I've had
1976.
This
1776.
17.
Guy, do you remember what that year is for?
I do. The bicentennial. I was born in 1776, and... I got nothing there, but fun fact.
Nice.
If you look at the color on this, it is much, much lighter than the Boston Lager. I'd almost say it's even lighter than a Miller or Coors Light.
It is.
Very, very pale color.
Yeah.
This is actually a mix between a lager and an ale, which not a lot of people have done. They actually did a ton of science behind this because it usually ferments at two different temperatures and it gets all scientific, top fermenting yeast and whatnot. But so they launched this back in 2018, give you something a little bit more drinkable, something like a boat beer, lawnmower beer, something you can drink all the time.
I like that finish too. That's got a little spicy or something.
I was going to say it has a little spice on it, or it almost mimics an IPA. Like a light IPA.
This one definitely has a little bit more hoppiness to it. Nothing like punchy in the mouth or anything, but you can tell that it is a well-crafted beer. Both Boston Lager and Sam 76 can be found in 6-packs, 12-packs, in their own box by themselves.
Okay. That's good. So if you want to get more, if two aren't enough in this particular sampler with six different flavors, you can go get a full sixer. All right, well, we got one more to try on this side. What's next?
So next up, we have American IPA.
Oh, I don't think, I don't know that I've had this beer.
You know what? I haven't either.
Oh,
so,
wow.
It's an American India Pale Ale.
It's time for a first-time beer!
Exactly. Woo! Right. It's kind of like New York Chinese food.
No, is this one of those that is only available in the sampler?
At least in our area. I'm not sure about elsewhere, but in our territories out here, Volusia and Flagler County, it will only be in this 12-pack variety.
Okay, all right. That is a very...
This one clocks a little bit higher at 6.5%.
Oh, I'm feeling the IPA flavor now. Okay, now we've brought it around. And Guy, you were right. That last beer was kind of a bridge to what is now a full-bodied IPA. Not too hoppy, but definitely an IPA.
Yeah, this one has a little bit silkier mouthfeel. You can definitely tell, like you said, full body is a good word for it. Like you said, 6.5% compared to Sam 76, which is 4.7%. So this will get the job done a little bit quicker.
Me and this beer are becoming really good friends really fast. Sometimes you go, it's going too fast. This is not. This is the right pace. This relationship.
I'm enjoying this.
Yeah. I feel like if you were to say, like, what's it like to have rigs in your mouth? This beer right there.
Don't ever say that again.
No?
No.
Yeah.
Okay, I see, I see what you're saying. But wow, this is this is unique for them. This is not a normal Sam's flavor.
I gave us a gentleman's pour on this one, too.
Sam Adams has kind of dipped their toes in IPAs. They've done, you know, their New England IPAs, and they have their Rebel IPA. It's kind of them dipping their toes and kind of seeing what they're about when it comes to that style.
Yeah, I'm a big consumer of the Rebel, but this definitely is different from it, too. So that's great. Option for people to know about if they want to get this 12-pack seasonal sampler. There are three more on the other side of this Sam Friday, the Morning Hog Show. It's Morning Hog Happy Hour. That's Josh and Amelia at SR Perot. More flavors coming at you next year on the Morning Hog Show on 95.7 The Hog.